All right, Dieter and Hutch live after. Is it fair to say that was the greatest preseason kicking performance you've ever seen, Jake? I mean, step aside,
I
Jake
was
Moody.
starting to get worried about our boy Eddie Pinheiro. They're really testing everything he had.
He looked great. He looked fantastic. As for everybody else, we will do the analysis via 53-man roster breakdown because what else is there? Like, why bother with any other content? Like, I can tell you that, like, hey, Jordan James looked good. We can talk about all of these guys once we take a look at all of these guys. Let's just get right to it. Hopefully you can see this, Jake. Let's go to oh, there goes Jake. Bye, Jake. And
It's okay. It's okay.
professionals.
Well done.
Jake has updated our wonderful sickos.football roster tool. Wow, what a plug. To best represent the depth charts as we know them. But let's just go through this roster, offense, defense, and special teams, because there's a lot of special teamers, and just figure out who's in and out. We know Brock Purdy and Mac Jones are in. Curtis Rourke doesn't go today. Unsurprisingly, like, doesn't go today. Adrian Martinez, sorry, let's just lead with this. Adrian Martinez, nice knowing you. You're out, right?
Yeah,
Unquestionably.
without question.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think there's a world in which that they can like let Curtis Rourke go. I think
Really?
he I here's what I kind of think happens. I kind of think they go keep him and then stash him again on IR, and then if you need him. Because here's the thing, like I think they really, if they lost like both quarterbacks, would be like, we really, really want to have Curtis Rourke. And I know that's for most teams, that seems like an outlandish scenario. For the 49ers, it's a pretty realistic scenario that they've faced before.
100%.
I just
100%.
don't think they get rid of him. I think he stays.
I think he stays. I definitely see him as a roster chicanery move. I also am not, I've had this conversation a bunch of times, but like, if they cut him on Sunday, I'm not sure there's a team that's going to pick him up. And with that, I can't make it a little bit bigger here, Brad. Apologies. We'll do our best. It's just names. With him, like, I get, is there a single team that would pick up Curtis Rourke?
Yeah.
And really?
Yeah.
Anyone
But
come to mind there?
I don't know. There's some desperate teams out there that like will take bad quarterbacks.
On their 53,
I
though?
do think the
Like,
four Yeah, but here's the thing. I do think the 49ers consistently overestimate their valuations and would say like they think very highly of Curtis Rourke, and for that reason and that reason alone, like you don't let him get out the door. I don't know how good Curtis Rourke is. I liked what I saw. I don't think they want other teams to find out. I do think teams are desperate enough to like want to go and get him.
Okay, let's leave him be for now, and we'll go to running backs. Sincere McCormick seems like a guy who's going to make a couple hundred K on practice squad call-ups this year. He's a practice squad cut. Khalil
Khalil
Herbert.
Herbert was moving like a I shouldn't say what I texted you. He was not moving
Well, then
efficiently.
he did have some nice plays at the end. It was fourth quarter of a preseason game. We're not going to
Yeah, but
read too far into that.
it's like when you're trying to, get a lawnmower that doesn't want to rev and you're going, huh, you're really pulling, and it's taking a lot of rev to get that thing going.
Yeah, me and the snowblower in Chicago have an ancient history at that
Believe
one.
me, I know. I think,
What do you mean you overprimed it?
people talk about having heart attacks from snow shoveling. It's really from trying to get the snowblower to go.
Yeah, it's
Anyway.
Isaac Arendo. Now, Jake, just as the person who coded this up, he's not a cut because they're just going to keep him
It's
on
so
PUP
it's
and then
annoying.
cut
I
him.
meant to change it, but it's to PUP. So he's on active PUP. The thing is, you press active to put him on the roster, active slash PUP. You keep him on PUP. So that's what's happening with Isaac Arendo.
And then Kalon Black and Jordan James and Christian McCaffrey are your three running backs.
Right.
I
And
thought James looked great today.
for context, like you basically it works the same as IR, but because when you start on PUP, you get more flexibility. Guys can start practicing in like week three.
Not
on
that
the
they
PUP
want that.
List. Yeah.
So, I mean, they could cut him. There's just a world in which everyone's injured and then you cut a guy and it's like there's a half of 1% chance that at some point they're like, we need Isaac Garendo to be a kick returner. So why push it out? Just push it out.
It costs them nothing to keep him. It doesn't make any sense to cut him. He's basically free. And the way I used to do these like roster breakdowns, I would go my percent of confidence at each position.
I like that. Yeah.
So at QB, to start over, at QB, I would say I'm like 75% confident that Curtis Rourke stays on the initial roster, even if he goes to IR.
Man, I'm just, I think that he will be on the practice squad. I'm certain he'll be on the practice squad. I don't think there's anyone out there. I think that in some ways, and again, I'm not sure, we don't have the full injury report here, but like my suspicion on the situation is that Curtis Rourke like could have probably have gone like today, but they're like, nah, like not worth it. We don't want anyone to see him. I also don't think that his first half of one game against the Titans was actually all that impressive. Like it was good. It was hell of a lot better than anything Adrian Martinez did. I'm not saying he's not a worthy project, but like he's next year's backup and you don't want to risk that, but you also can't lose a roster spot on that. So I think that they're going to do everything in their power to get him.
I think they can. I'm not saying they should, but I think that's what they will do. Also, I wouldn't be shocked if they just waived him and tried to get him back on practice squad. And
That's kind of where I'm at. And like Cowichipto, I mean, this is a great point. Like, oh, he's number two on the Dolphins, but they've never seen him. Like, this is the thing. I think that everyone presumes because we look at it and we go, oh, well, all these other quarterbacks are terrible. Let's bring in, you know, this rando guy who gave you one half of football for the Niners. Like maybe, but probably not. Like they're going to go with the guys that they've spent the last month plus, if not, you know, 6 months or years with, because they know the system and all that. So I'm of the mindset, as my computer screen goes completely blank here. I'm of the mindset that that was awful. That they're going to do some roster chicanery here. I don't know the severity of the injury. Maybe the IR plays there, but then you've already basically used your two IR spots, as we'll get to coming out of camp. And I don't think you want to use one of the eight for designated to return. So I think practice squad's the play here.
I think that's the cleaner play. I my gut is they try and keep him. I can't imagine a scenario where running back looks any different than we have it.
Correct. By the way, for everybody out here, we switch back to StreamYard, and they allow you to do the vertical stream, which you can switch the stream. Like if you can't see it, switch the stream. We might not do the vertical stream again. It's not great for screen sharing.
It looks crazy, right?
It looks insane. It looks hell of a lot better in the classic 16:9. So
Dieter has disappeared from this earth. I will take over for the time being. I don't know what happened. This is usually what happens to me. I'll take over for the time being. I can't scroll because it's on Dieter's end. So we're just gonna have that stable graphic up, and we're just gonna let it from there. I think we're still live. All right,
we are 100% still live. It's also hilarious because Jake was having camera problems before we came on. And I'm like, oh, that would be terrible if you had to like switch cameras halfway through the stream. And guess what happened? Karma. He's a bish. So, okay, let's try to get through this thing. Let's maybe speed this bad boy up here. Something we've never
done. Yeah, let's scroll down to tight end.
Tight end. Kittle is on the roster. I'm not sure he's playing in week one. Farrell is on the roster. I'm not sure that's a good idea. Tonjes is absolutely on the roster. He looks fantastic. I don't think Hayden Rucci makes the team. I think they cut him.
No.
He might be a practice squad guy.
Cut. Braden Willis, cut.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I'm not sure about it, but yeah.
Give me a percentage, Jake.
A percentage? I would say I feel genuinely 80% confident it's just Kittle, Farrell, Tonjes to start week one. And then maybe Willis gets bumped up from the practice squad, but on the week one roster. I mean, they've done this in the past where they carry a bunch of tight ends and you go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I feel confident that they cut him. He did pick up an injury. I want to say he got
concussion.
Concussed.
Concussion. Yeah.
Right. I think he gets cut. Also, kind of liked a couple plays from Khalil Dinkins.
He's playing in the, I mean, that's the other thing. Everyone's like, so, oh, Khalil Dinkins, yeah. Khalil Dinkins. I've never seen him do anything in practice, and I don't disagree.
He wasn't on the roster. He was cut for 90% of training camp.
What's that tell you?
They waived injured him and brought him back.
Yeah, which I can't recall. Maybe Khalil Dinkins, practice squad. He's the call-up. Hayden Rucci, practice squad call-up. If Willis can't go, maybe I should just put Willis on the practice squad here. A lot of tight ends on the practice squad, and we're not going to be earnest about this one. Okay.
Next one.
X receiver. This is where it gets interesting here because Evans is on the team, obviously. Malik Turner's injured right now. I think Kadarrell Hodge has played better than him in special teams so far in camp. We also know that Malik Turner will just hang around for a while. So I think that Turner's a cut.
I think Turner's a veteran practice. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. Let's just take this in a holistic view. Wesley Grimes, good day to you. Trenton Irwin might stick around on the practice squad. Let's just call it a cut for now. Okay, so now Christian Kirk is IR designated to return.
You get two spots in advance where you get two designated to returns. They're going to use those on Lau and Kirk. From what it sounded like, not 100%, but that's kind of what Kyle made it sound like.
They kind of don't have a choice. And then practice squad for Will Pauling because Hank loves him. So that leaves you with Stribling, Samuel, Robinson, Cowing, Hodge, Watkins, and Evans. That's seven for either five or six. How do you play it out?
Let's see that. So that's seven. Hodge, you definitely cut. I mean, I don't think there's any world where he's on the roster.
Okay. So we're going to do practice squad for Hodge because I think they like him.
And we're going to run out of practice squad slots very quickly.
We are not being earnest about practice squad. I'm merely just stating that this is someone who could be practice squad and we will. I'm sure you've coded it to where this will actually be a problem, but I have decided to not care about your coding.
Yeah. I think with Kirk likely to IR, they say, all right, Watkins and Cowing, you have another 4 weeks to prove one of you deserves a roster spot. And
whoever doesn't,
they're
going to
lean
cut.
Cowing. How dare you, Bo Adams? I do not hate Kadarrell Hodge. I think he's been great. I just don't think there's any scenario in which he's, you know.
I don't think they're going to cut Jordan Watkins or Jacob Cowing for Kadarrell Hodge.
Right. I think they say, all right, you guys both suck. Who's going to suck less?
To be earnest, I think that they prefer both Kadarrell Hodge and Malik Turner. I think the coaches would rather have them, but then there's a certain, you know, John Lynch has a say in this, and he's like, Cowing is their best punt returner. I'm not sure that means he's a good punt returner.
It could be Pauling. I mean,
nah, he looked terrible in the other two games.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Pauling thing is bad. Let's talk about Watkins for a second. I'm not taking a victory lap on this because it's all very bizarre, and a little too esoteric to pretend as if I'm not the biggest dork in the world here, but I suggested after last game that he was not a lock for this roster because he has practiced like crap.
Yeah.
He's just a drop. So many drops. He doesn't block.
Dude.
I mean, every now and again you see one and it's kind of shocking. And I just don't think the coaches like him very much. Like, I don't know how to quantify that or make
you don't
this
hear something. any of them like raving about him. There's some guys where it's like you mention anything like he works super hard, like he just
they talk about like Braden Willis that way. They're like, oh, he's a great hang. Like they like Jacob Cowing the dude. I've never heard anything positive about Jordan Watkins, and he is not good. Like I don't know how to put that kindly, and I think he's worse than he was last year. We are on fire today. Jake is completely shitting out here. Sorry. I don't know what you said. Would you care to try again?
Okay. I don't know if anyone can hear me.
No, but I can hear you. I can hear
Jordan
you.
Jordan Watkins did not look great.
No.
He was in the game the entire time, and it looked slow. He was not breaking in and out of routes effectively. And the Raiders broadcast is like, wow, been heavily involved. It's like, that's not good. And he was wide open. The only time he made a catch, he was wide open.
It's, they needed, and this is something that I noticed early in camp. So it was that double reverse that he had today. They used that with Cowing, like four or five practices in on, and Cowing was just having a god-awful day. And they're like, we need to get him a touch. Like, we need to get his confidence up. Like, if he gets a touch, maybe he'll be better from this point on. And the fact that they had to use that play in a preseason game for Jordan Watkins, I think tells you a lot about where they view it. And listen, it might be that he's just pressing real hard and all in his head. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, this is a results-based business. And he has practiced like he played in today's game, which is when it's the easiest stuff in the world and there's nobody around and you're against the third string defense and you get to run a drag route against, you know, cover four zone, and all you have to do is beat a linebacker who's going to be selling insurance in a week. Like, yeah, congrats. You look awesome. But anytime you need to make a good make a catch, make a play, he's not there. He wasn't looking when Mac Jones threw him a nine route.
That was crazy. That was crazy. He looked like he never played out there.
Yeah. Right. And then, like, I don't want to hold it too much against him that he didn't catch that ball that was very well covered along this left sideline when Mac threw it to him. But, like, also, he's not made one of those plays yet. And he got a pretty good hand on it. And you saw with Jalen Naylor, like, all you need is one hand, apparently. So that was brutal. I do think that both him and Cowan carry on the roster, but boy, not inspired by the bottom. Like, both of these guys for a month now, they've known the mandate, and Jacob Cowing, the have three practices in a row challenge has not been met. And no, it's just unbelievable. Him and Mike Evans just must feel like a rom-com. They keep bumping into each other in the training room. At least Mike Evans has a fucking excuse. And then, like, if Cowing is just constantly injured because he's not big enough, Watkins has had every opportunity to go out there and take the job. No one else has gone. Even Malik Turner, I'm like, shit, give it to Malik Turner. He looks great. Well, then he gets injured. You know, Kadarius Hodge has been injured this entire time. Anyone else could have taken this job.
Yeah.
And Jordan Watkins is going to win it by default. Real Griff coming in here saying, is he the new Ronnie Bell? I don't think that's right. I think he's the new Dante Pettis. There's a lot of Pettis in
this
game.
That was my comp. Very, very Pettis.
Okay. Let's burn through. By the way, Dejon Stribling will save us all. Oh my God.
Most important player on the team? Dejon Stribling?
Well, unless it's Trent Williams.
Right.
Trent Williams going to make it. Vidarian Lau, IR designated to return. Brandon Parker, good day. As in, you're gone.
I've never seen anyone false start as consistently as Brandon Parker.
He's legitimately good for one a game. And, like, sometimes we say that and it turns out it's like one every four games. Like, legitimately one a game. Which makes sense, because if he doesn't get a head start, he stands no chance. He's like that Chiefs left tackle from a couple of years ago. Okay. Did you see Doug Kramer today?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't know what to do with that.
He was wearing 58 maybe or something. He's wearing in the 50s.
Okay. We're going to cut Doug Kramer. We're going to cut Nick Sakel. We will come back to left guard. Let's go to right guard. I don't know what the deal is with Robert Jones. Like, Pooney starts. I don't know. I guess he's the left guard too. So we'll come back to him too. Right tackle. What do you do with Enrique Cruz? Okay, Jake's dead. I don't know what you do with Enrique Cruz because he can't play. He can't play. And this seems like it's going to be a legitimate issue of pride over process, pride over
No, I think
logic.
They cut him. I think they cut him. I don't even think they try. I think they know.
Really? Really?
Yes. Yeah. I truly do believe they cut him.
Okay. I'm gonna follow you, because that's the right thing to do. It's the, like, no one's going to pick him up.
They'll practice squad him.
We've already run out. No, I'm kidding. So cut him. It's deep in. You have three games of tape. I don't think anyone's going to pick him up. I can't imagine. I don't think there was some, you know, drum being banged around the NFL. No. Like, let's go get Enrique Cruz in the draft. I just don't think that anyone wants to put that on their 53. Because if the Niners, who have every reason to do it for pride purposes, shouldn't be doing it, then why the hell would anyone else do it? Okay. I think Austin Pleasance is a lock for this roster.
I kind of do too. Yeah, I'm with you. Somewhere. If it's not tackle, it's guard.
Correct. He might be their best left guard. That is a broad statement, but he's put up the best tape at left guard, including even that god-awful snap. He is now your swing tackle, by the way, because yep. Lowe is not here for 4 weeks. So Pleasance is on the team, which leaves you, do we want to do center? I don't know how they handle center.
I don't either. My gut is Toth has guaranteed some money, so he is the backup.
Yeah.
I don't know that he exists, though. Is he real? I've never seen him.
I've seen him. What I saw was... it was so early in camp, it's really hard. He didn't look good. Let me put it to you this way. When he was out the first 2 days, it was undisclosed. And I'm sure I mentioned it to you. When it's undisclosed veteran injury early in camp, every red flag that could go up, or in this case, a white flag that could go up, went up, which is pretty simply like, this guy showed up at camp and said, nah, I'm done, and is going to retire now. That was my Christian McCaffrey conspiracy theory. This is a hold-in thing. Like, we've seen that before. That happens 10 times, 15 times a year at NFL training camps, and I go, this would be a pretty good one. So, I don't know, but the fact that he's still around, he has $2.5 million that's owed to him. I think that they probably practice squad the Nuge again, and...
Yep.
I don't know. Carry Toth and that's then IR him, designate to return?
I don't know, man.
Carry Nuge through Sunday, carry both of them through Sunday, and then get a little crazy.
I think you can only carry one for roster purposes. I'm going to say you keep Toth and you put Nuge on the practice squad. And I don't feel good about any part of that.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then you have three players competing for one spot for left guard. As
Let's
it
talk
stands,
about Willis, one, two, three, who four, I think five, will probably six, be fine.
Seven, eight, nine. I think Willis is a good long-term play. Like, I think he can be a very valuable guard. But that's halfway through the season, and I legitimately wonder if playing him the first 5-6 weeks as a starter is just going to ruin his career, like, in a way, because he'll be compensating for all the things that he can't do, and then he can never get back to square one, really, which this is supposed to be a developmental year for him, where he'd be the, you know, guard and the center, and he'd learn that on the practice squad, and then next year he'll be their center, right? Or him and the Nuge would battle it out for center. But
I mean
he's the best option at left guard.
He moves well in space. When he has help, he's okay in pass protection. One-on-one, I've seen him get thrown into the sun at times.
Yeah. So no, it's tough. Is Connor Colby a lock for this roster?
I can't possibly call him a lock, but I think he's probable. The thing about how long they held on to Nick Sakel, man.
Fair. Good point. Okay, so this is nine. This is, as it stands, Williams, Colby, Willis, Brendel, Toth. I mean, Luigi wins by doing nothing. Pooney, Jones, McKivitz, Pleasance. Yikes. They might carry 10 and keep Cruz. I'm telling you. I don't like it. Let's pretend that's not happening and move on. Defense. Okay, Bosa, yes. For
Bosa,
all intents and purposes, yes.
Sam O, Height,
yep.
And White. And then I think Ogbo on the practice squad, and he plays.
For sure. I think they carry Ogbo. I don't think they dick around with that.
But
he's
a vet. He's a vet. He's not subject to waivers. I actually don't even think practice squad. I think he's a guy where honestly, I think they're going to cut Corliss Waitman, make which is what they did last year.
Nominative determinism.
Right, with Thomas Morstead. Cut him, bring him back. I think they'll kind of do the same with Ogbo, where you say, all right, we're going to put somebody, maybe it's Curtis Rourke, on IR.
Right.
Just so we can keep them around.
Yeah.
And maybe that's need a good call later in the year.
That's a good call. I also don't think that there's enough, I don't think there's enough roster crunch here to where you're going to run into a problem if you just keep him as the fifth defensive end. So, yeah, maybe they do. I just don't think that with the injuries and stuff, I just don't think there's that big of an issue. So these are, you know, four left side defensive, five defensive ends. Nick Bosa, Kwanu, Romello Height, Okoronkwo, and White. So Height, White, two Nigerian names in Bosa is how you can remember that easily. Sure. With Mikel coming back week four in theory. We'll find out.
I think. Yeah, week
five. Right. Sorry, after week four in theory. You're right. I got to say, I kind of liked Fehoko today. Not enough to like make the team or anything, but I legitimately, I thought he had a little juice to him and he kind of makes sense in the scheme.
This is this is an important position to talk about because people were on it from the jump. West objectively played bad. I kind of think he's phoning it in a little bit. Yeah. I am surprised at how much people are hating on West after like last season. I've not been impressed with him. I mean, I did have one day, I think it was the last practice of the day of the of camp that he looked pretty good.
Yeah. He's had good days. He's also had really bad days at camp.
I just think he's a guy that's like, I saw it last year. It wasn't consistent, but like he had some really important moments and some really damn good games last year, especially down the stretch. I'm going to trust that more than I'm going to trust like training camp and these early games. Now, is there a cause for concern? For sure. But 100%. I'm much more concerned with Alfred Collins, who I've never really seen it with and who has put out consistent horrible tape, as opposed to West, who's actually like shown some things.
Well, West carried Collins at the end of last year. I know that it wasn't presented as that because you were comparing it to like Jordan Elliott and anybody was better than him. But again, the lowest possible bar to clear, and Collins cleared that. And now he's playing in the second half of preseason game number three because they're hoping. I love the way that they continue to kind of give him outs where it's like, oh, well, he's a big guy and he's coming off an injury. And so the legs are going to take a while and then the hands are going to come last. And it's like, okay, but the legs are still not there. Like there's no drive because that's not how he's built. And then, well, that's not true. That is how he's built. But it's not how he plays because it's a pad level. And then he doesn't have the upper body strength to throw anybody out of the way. So I don't get it. I don't get it. Now, I want to throw this in here with West, and maybe this is copium, but he clearly put on weight this past offseason. I don't think it was bad weight. I think it was designed weight because they're thinking five-man front, and that means you're playing a zero or a two technique. And those are very different jobs than playing one technique in a four-man front. And they played nothing but four-man fronts all preseason. So I don't think that changes anything for Collins because Collins is supposed to be a two-gapper, and then he doesn't look good in one gap, but he's never looked good in two-gap either, and he just gets duo block to oblivion. West, I thought West was just totally out of it today. I thought it was just a really bad day for him. And that those are the two guys they're going to have to run with. What do we think about Bryson Eason?
I keep going back and forth. I don't know that they have the numbers to be able to keep him, but
I agree.
It's tough.
It's the Bryson Eason experience. You can never get a read on this guy. He's a specter. He's a theory. I don't think that he makes the 53. I do think they want to keep
him
around.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I think they cut Valdez, and Thompson has to be on the roster.
100. I mean, without question, not a great day for Thompson. It should be noted, but,
Had one really good pass rush rep where he split a double team. And then another one where he got cleared the fuck out.
Yeah. But he was playing some three tech today, which that's not where he should be. And again, so much of this preseason has been them just rotating another dude in to play with Alfred Collins to see if Alfred Collins could ever be unlocked. Not auspicious. Very bad. And then I love the notion of like, hey, you know, they should trade Alfred Collins for what? who's watching this tape and being like, we could do something with this dude? I mean, Chris Kucerov has a pretty good reputation.
Bob
in the league,
Sala.
I think Bob didn't take Nick Martin. Could have had him. Could have had him. Guaranteed. Bob Sala shows up in Santa Clara and says, hey, you
this
know, 45.
This is the most
down.
Linebacker's the most annoying position on this roster by far.
Jalen Graham had a great day today. Legitimately awesome game. Do you not agree with that?
No, he did. I don't think any of that matters, but I agree.
No, I don't think it matters. I think he's cut, and I'm not even sure he makes the practice squad. Can we talk about Deion Jones? When they traded for him with his pedigree, my presumption was, oh, he's on the team then. I might be wrong.
No, definitely like, not. That was a rare trade where both teams just needed to get through a preseason game and went, okay.
I guess. I messed that one up big time, so he's cut. Okay, so that leaves us. Larry Worth is cut as well. I'm sorry to Larry Krueger. He plays the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter in preseason games. He ain't making the roster. That leaves you with seven here.
Seven.
So the issue with Martin is that he's injured. And
bad.
And bad, and you're not going to use an IR spot on him, much less designated to return. I think.
Well, you can use an IR spot after the 53 and just stash him on there if you so wanted to. But then, like, if you're going to bring him back, you only get, like, I think it's eight spots throughout the year.
Are you suggesting a delayed Latu?
That's on the table. It's on
it's
the
very
table.
Much on the table. They could also just get it over with.
Yeah.
What is it you would say he could do for this team? Like
run
that,
fast
that's
in a straight
thing.
Line.
But what position does that work for? Like he's
fullback.
Not maybe that's
I'm not answer. Joking. He should play fullback.
Yeah, well, he can spend some time working on that in his own spare time.
It would be perfect for him.
I don't disagree. He already has the number. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just lamenting the state of affairs. Yeah. By the way, you know, not like we didn't see this coming. So just real fast.
And sure, maybe he gets healthy and turns a corner and has a big productive year. Can I lay out what would probably be the most shocking move from a fan perspective?
Please.
Tatum Bethune gets cut.
Well, it was suggested by Tim Ryan after the game. And, you know, Tim loves to drop these little nuggets. He loves to text the little nuggets, and he loves to drop them in the broadcast.
Yeah, he learned it from Greg, because Greg would do that and get, you know, great tidbits, and then I can do this too.
Yes. Let me show you how smart I am, is that play. Get well soon, Greg. But we love Greg, but he's got a shtick. He said Bethune and Luter were guys who were on the bubble. That's what he said. He's like, and they both played well today. I disagree with the Luter one. Practically, of course he should be on the bubble, but the way that this depth chart works out, like he's in, especially as a gunner on special teams.
Ooh, I disagree.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it then. Bethune, I mean, Wallow didn't practice. Did Wallow practice on Tuesday? I know that you're going to have to remember 23 names.
He did. He looked great.
So he did, and he didn't play today.
Yeah.
So he's in. Certain
Wallow
he's
is
in.
The backup. He's kind of the backup Mike. He's kind of taking Bethune's job there. And Bethune is kind of only that, or, I mean, he could be a backup Will.
He's the backup Will. I mean, he's way better at Will. I didn't actually like him at Mike, but he could play Mike. Bethune really doesn't have that versatility. I suppose you could play him at Will, but he's really a Mike. I think it stands as Warner with Bethune as his backup, Greenlaw with Wallow as his backup, and then Luke Gifford and Jaden Duggar, and those are your six, with them figuring out a way to delay Latu Nick Martin.
Yeah, I have them keeping all seven of those guys at the start. If it were me, I would just straight up cut Martin.
We would have never drafted him in the first place, so, you know, that's an easy thing for us.
Remember how he went 75th overall? Sorry. Insane.
No.
Maybe he turns out to be great and we look like fools in a few years.
Are we talking about Jaden Duggar, by the way? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Absolute crazy pills, watching people, some of which should be respected in their opinions, get absolutely bamboozled by this kid's athleticism. This is Jonathan Kuminga territory. And everybody wants to be a Joe Lacob, apparently.
The play where Dylan Lauby, shout out Dylan Lauby, got the ball,
pride of New
turned,
Hampshire.
missed tackle, sort of a difficult situation for
him and safety. Ashton Davis ran into him, yeah.
Right. Ashton Davis, harder for him because he's sort of trying to be aggressive, and Lauby turns the second he dives in. Still a bad play from Ashton Davis. Much worse from Jaden Duggar, who's like avoiding contact and looks like he's never tackled in his life. Pretty bad. Pretty, pretty bad.
You can literally see he's so athletic that you can see the indecision in his steps. He has the ability to present indecision in a like overt manner because he'll stop running for a half second or open his hips midway through his stride, which is wildly impressive. Like, he is unbelievably athletic. He is not a football player right now. And they're going to keep him. Like, there's no question he's going to be on the 53. But people have been asking me over the last couple of days, as I'm sure they've been asking you, like, what do you think is going to happen with the Niners this year? Like, what do you think the record's going to be? And I've had a really hard time kind of whittling it down to a number. And I feel very un-Dieter-ish being like, I don't know, 9 or 10? 8 or 9? Like, something like just picking middle ground? Because they could win 5 or they could win 13. Like, I don't know. I'm starting to think that my overall opinion of this team is directly correlated to how often Jaden Duggar plays. And if he's playing all the time, they're not making the playoffs. And it's not entirely his fault. But, like, if he's always out there,
yeah,
I can't buy it. He'll make one flash play, and everyone will be like, oh, check this out. And then you'll watch 4 plays in a row where he is absolutely exposed, and it's going to take 2 weeks, if that. I mean, Sean McVay and Nate Shieldhouse are going to have a field day if this guy's on the field. They're going to attack him again and again and again.
Who's the player you trust the least? We're going at him every play.
And it would have been Nick Martin under any other circumstances, but here comes Jaden Duggar and, I guess, Luke Gifford. Like, I it's really bad. He's not, I'm not saying it's not a worthy project, but it should have been like a Carver Willis situation where he gets the year, he gets his feet under him, you whittle him down, you figure out what he's good at. I don't know. And this is a good point from Cowichipto. In the same way that I feel better about Willis because he'll be playing next to Trent Williams, you can make the argument him playing next to Fred and Dre will reduce his mistakes, but not really because he's on an island. The entire premise of the Sam linebacker position is that he's just on an island and he doesn't have a pass rush unless he does. Yeah, go ahead.
They sort of line him up like a big nickel, like almost where he's like a safety, like he's not even, it's not like a 4-3, it's like a 4-2, and then he's
right. He's the, in a the little star. Separate area. They're using him like Nicky Manwari.
Right.
Nicky Manwari was a wildly athletic player who also was fantastic near the line of scrimmage at South Carolina. The knock that you and I had on Emanwari is he can't be back. He has to play linebacker. And so he does. And
they just had him all around the ball and they used him like a missile. And then he started to figure some other stuff out.
Right. But like he's your tight end matchup. Like Caleb Downs is being used in this same manner. And I do want to say that, you know, they're running basic stuff. And so they're going, you know, base formation, 4-3. They're not showing the 5-man stuff except for on third down. And that's not even, they're not even shifting techniques on the front there. So he's getting pulled out as a Sam into the slot a lot. That is a tough ask, even for very athletic guys. But he's not good at that yet. He doesn't have good coverage skills. He's just athletic. It's again, it's so Kuminga coded. I feel crazy. Yeah. And anyone who watches the highlights is going to be like, oh, that was a great play. Because he does. He legitimately has good plays. But I had 3 pluses for him today and 7 negatives. And I didn't want to be harping on him in my notebook. Like, I don't want to be negative on it. I would like this project to be fun and interesting, but it can't be because he's not good enough yet. And he might never get there.
I have trouble, especially with linebackers, when you're watching them think and, like, go up to a play and make a decision. Like, Azeez and Dre, when they were in the league and young, they were just trying to commit crimes. They were trying to commit war crimes on every play, not thinking. And that was sort of like why D'Amico, again, that philosophy of like playing fast sounds stupid until you like see guys who just use their bodies as battering rams. And then you're like, oh, I see what that philosophy is supposed to look like. And when you don't have those guys, it just sounds like stupid coach speak, right?
But yeah, and so like I've had this take on DeMeco for a while. I think DeMeco is a great leader of men. I think he's a very smart football guy. DeMeco is like, people want to talk about like DeMeco and Mike McDonald and Jesse Minter. And it's like, no, no, no. One of those things is not like the other, because DeMeco's play call sheet is three. He has three plays. We're going to rotate down to a buzz cover three, typically on first down with Jalen Petrie coming into the box. And then everything else, we're going to run cover four, you know, slash cover two. And then every now and again, we'll get a little weird. And here comes a cover six.
Actually, it's
more of a cover eight because they'll run it to the weak side with Lassiter.
They just called like nothing. They called the same plays.
They have dudes. They have dudes everywhere. And Jaden Duggar might be an athletic marvel, but he's not a dude. And so what you're asking him to do, and like Raheem's pragmatism is wonderful. Like, I really do think it's what this team needs. It also requires a hell of a lot of thinking from somebody who plays on the interior.
Yep.
Less from the outside, more on the inside. And this kid is just swimming. I feel bad for him, legitimately. Like, I don't want to harp on it because he's being put in kind of an unwinnable situation. This shouldn't be his job, and yet here he is. And I think they're going to have to ride him. Gifford hasn't practiced. I have a hard time believing that Brant Boyer is not going to take him, but what do you do?
Yeah, I saw he's got a little bit of money guaranteed, which, again, is when you try and figure out roster decisions, like, that's an important thing to remember. It's like when there's one guy at a one-year non-guaranteed deal and there's one guy that's even on like a $2 million deal and there's a little guaranteed, teams go, well, we're already eating that cost anyway. Let's keep that guy and we'll figure out the rest. I saw Gifford jogging around the other day.
Yeah.
As proof that he still exists.
Okay. I'm going to cut. We're going to cut Martin and just.
Sure.
Play that game. Okay, corner. Lenore, I think Luter's on. I think Green and Jones are on. Prysock's on. Apple's cut.
I had Stout. Luter cut on my initial roster.
Okay. I don't know how. Jacob Robinson's had a nice camp. I don't think it's enough, but I think he's pretty good and he might get picked up if they cut him. I don't think that's a reason not to cut
him. And he's small, though.
Yeah, I think they're cutting him. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't make it to him.
I would have it as Luter gets cut, Prysock just picked up an AC joint sprain. Mm-hmm. It's tough. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just do the entire secondary here because, forgive me, like, we can come back to Luter, but like with safety. Malik Mustafa makes the roster just on the basis of...
Yeah, I saw him running. He'll be probably ready.
Yeah. McMorris is cut. Stroman is practice squad. Ash, I think what it is...
Stroman had some moments. I don't know that he has any coverage ability whatsoever, but he can tackle.
I agree. I don't think that you want Jalen Stroman out of your building, but you can't have him on your 53. I would say
absolutely
that they carry...
Not.
I would say they carry three safeties with Ashton Davis going practice squad with a call-up, probably week one call-up.
Correct. Correct.
And then Saron Neal kind of slides in as that fourth safety just for roster purposes. And by the way, lockdown today. He was fantastic.
Hell of a game.
At corner.
He's awesome.
Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah,
He made the team today. There was no question.
The Prysock injury confuses me a little bit in terms of, like, that could be a problem. I had it as they cut Luter, keep Jack Jones, and then Saron Neal is, like, sort of your jack-of-all-trades person. We need to make three cuts. Is that right?
That's what I'm seeing here.
Definitely Robinson is a cut or a practice squad attempt, either way.
Let's just cut him. Hobbs is IR.
Is he?
So now we,
get two before it. You only get.
We've already
used two for Kirk and Lau.
He's out for
a while, and Hobbs is making like $3 million or something.
How much of it is guaranteed? 1.25 signing bonus, 3.1 total guaranteed. So he's on the roster.
Yeah,
there's not much that can happen there. He's on. Did Saran Neal kind of fuck them today?
I think they, yeah, I kind of think Luter's cut.
I don't, yeah, unless there is somebody up here that we missed. I mean,
no, unless Prysock is out and hurt, and then they just go, Saran Neal, we have to cut you and bring you back.
Yeah,
they which might is have an to... option. Because yeah. I just think about it in terms of guys who are waivable versus guys who are veterans and aren't subject to waivers, and you can sort of work a little deal on the side with them.
This is where I come back to Curtis Rourke. I think you gotta take the risk.
I don't think they will, but I could easily be wrong.
I think they will. Okay, who else did we miss? I'm just seeing. I mean, I'm just trying to get us as clean of a slate here as possible.
And these are numbers different than what I have on my 53 man. But we're doing this as a squad. We only need to cut one person.
We only need to cut one more person here. And
okay. Go to defense. Oh wait, here's what we did. Go
what'd
special
we do?
Teams. Here's the answer. Cut Corliss Waitman.
Yes.
And then we bring him back.
The nominative determinism of Corliss Waitman.
And now we figured it out.
and then you can put Hobbs on IR. Because apparently he's out for a
can
while.
Can you do me? Yeah. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you go to the special teams view and see what happens when there's no Corliss Waitman on the roster? I have not examined. Yeah. Go to field view. I added special teams this... field view, which looks like a mess. But
we don't know who the up back is. there's no holder. Punt team.
There's no punter. That's awesome. Great. It's working as intended.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was just a nasty exercise.
Yeah, it felt bad the whole time, didn't it?
Doesn't feel good. I wish that there was more like interesting. But okay, so to be clear, they cut Waitman. Who comes back post Waitman? Is it Rourke? I don't think you use an IR designated return. I think you just practice squad him.
I think here's the thing. You can't do that. If you cut some guy and he's in the first 3 years, he goes, or first 4 years, he goes through waivers. So that would defeat the purpose with Rourke.
But then we need to cut somebody else.
Right.
I think he can get two waivers.
Hobbs,
he was a seventh round draft pick who has one half of preseason football to his name. Like, I think we're getting a little high.
He's also a seventh rounder, though, because he had a torn ACL. That was part of it.
Now he's got broken ribs. Who wants to put a broken ribbed guy with one?
But I mean, it's hard to draft a guy who's like kind of okay his last year, coming into the year knowing he's not going to play all of his rookie year. So,
could you?
I don't know.
This is a great call from Cavachipto. Could they also stash at the Hilton or the Marriott? Could they stash Weeks too?
Absolutely not. I think that's disrespectful.
Well, of course.
I wouldn't even entertain that. Even, yeah.
You don't save any money. It costs like $1 million to do that. It costs how much to cut Waitman here, according to you? Okay, so yeah, with Waitman, you would have saved. You save more than it costs. It costs like $500,000, which is laughable that we can just brush that off like no big deal. But like, probably the best way to do it. You do that with Weeks. It's costing you $1.5 million to do a roster move.
And Waitman's fine with it, right? Waitman's just like, all right. I mean, you already gave me $500K, and then I'll sign a new contract. You've basically given me a $500,000 bonus.
It's a beautiful situation. Plus, I'm sure that he can get whatever room service and massages that he wants. He can run up the bill in pay-per-view at the... Do they still do pay-per-view at hotels, or is that a bygone era?
I think they do, but you have to use one of those remotes that has like four buttons.
There we go. Yeah, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel good. I'm trying to figure out who would be the easiest
person. And listen...
You could do a stash on Wallow.
Agreed. I think if you go through it, Hobbs is a guy you put on IR. You could maybe even do the same with Prysock, too, if the AC joint thing is a thing, and then you keep And you keep Luter. I mean, I don't feel good about any of that, but there's a lot of different ways that they can navigate this.
Yeah. It feels like, despite having, I mean, it's usually been a lot simpler than this, which I guess is a credit to them. But Nolly, the Niners are not allowed to talk massages at the moment. It's a good point. Layoff, by the way, just putting on that Adam Sandler, huh? I'm having a hard time. Eason's tricky.
I kind of think Eason's going to get picked up.
He might get picked up. I think that's a risk that you have to take. You didn't put yourself in a good enough position. But he might get picked up. Again, it's a totally different thing. It's like getting on the 53. We should also take into account that let's just go to the wide receiver thing. Actually, you know what? Let's drop this whole charade of this. We've practically shown you the power of the tool. So we will just go back to our beautiful faces filling this out for the sake of everybody and your eyesight. But the other thing that could happen, and I don't think it's being discussed enough, is that Watkins and Cowing were so underwhelming, save for, of course, the one Cowing play. There's going to be good receivers that are going to get cut. And it wouldn't shock me at all if the Niners just said, yeah, let's cut Watkins and just bring in this veteran.
I would cut both. If it were me, I would cut both.
Yeah. Didn't Sky Moore come in under such circumstances?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Look at that. You know, I wouldn't be shocked at all. Now, it is trickier in the sense of you got to, I don't know if it'd be a trade, and this was the name that I was thinking here, Cedric Tillman with the Browns, who would be just fit like a glove. Like, they wish Jordan Watkins was Cedric Tillman.
But you do need a returner.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine there's going to be a lot of guys who are returners that are cut, and Benally, and everybody's correct. And Tillman was cut today.
Yeah.
Come on down. You look like a San Francisco 49er to me. Sky Moore was a trade. That is correct. There's a lot of roster moves. We try to keep up.
I would trade them a third round pick right now for Caden Wiegand.
I don't think that the Steelers would take that.
I don't think they should.
By the way, the Caden Wiegand thing is just, I think he has two punt returns for touchdowns in the preseason. And it's like, how did you not see this? Like, Sky Moore's out here making money.
He was cooking people at the Shrine Bowl.
My man looking like Dante Hall. Peak Dante Hall. He's fantastic. We only, by the way, put 13 of 17 on the practice squad. So look at us.
Hey, now.
Didn't hit the number. I am very interested to see how they are going to manage this, because I think there's just going to be a lot of tomfoolery. It almost feels ridiculous to like get on a stream on Sunday night and break it down, because by Tuesday morning, who knows?
Which, frankly, I kind of built the tool. If you haven't, again, sickos.football, it's free. It's mostly so I can do that, where I go, all right, who's actually on the team? Because they don't tell you who's on the team. They tell you who they cut. And then you have to figure it out yourself, and you go, okay, he made the team, and the reporting comes out weird, and there's always an agent that's like, my guy made it.
And then he doesn't make it.
It's a very bad, silly process. And the 49ers always send it out late. They always drag it out, and it's maddening. And every other team in the league is sending it out, and then they go, oh, here it is at like 6 p.m.,
and you're they adhere to a deadline in the Niners.
I hate everyone involved in this.
What do you mean we have to send this to the media? Much like in a situation of our head coach got into a car crash. Like, they don't need to know. They'll find out on their own. They can check the wire and just deduce from there. Cedric Tillman cut today. I would absolutely replace Cedric Tillman. I mean, to be fair, I think he's injured to a degree. I would replace Watkins with Cedric Tillman in a second. I do imagine there will be a nice little market for him. I would cut, I don't know. Can you cut Cowing? I don't know. I don't have a good enough understanding of who's a good available punt returner. But there's, you know, obviously there's usually crappy wide receivers and corners everywhere who are not going to make the team, who are going to get cut. They like Cowing, though. They like him as a dude.
They should just have Jake Tondras just catch punt.
Do the fair catch. I actually maintain that the best looking punt returner has been Jack Jones. And I think it would be beneficial.
I don't disagree.
Like he needs the ball.
He's so antsy, you know.
He's gonna do dumb stuff trying to intercept the ball. Just let him touch it a couple times a game, and then he'll do all the smart stuff on corner. It gets it out of its system, you know. Jake, are you currently wearing a cardigan or is it a robe?
No, I'm currently wearing a sweatshirt that I've hidden the logo of from a previous employer. So that's
what gaffer tape.
That's
for,
why
my
it's
friend.
Being worn open.
So yeah, a lot of nonsense is happening. I think that the conclusions that we've come to today are no wide receiver separated themselves to certainly make the team. They might make it, but no one's going to be happy about it. In fact, they probably both make it. The left guard position is probably has been won by default by Carver Willis.
Yeah, it's probably Carver Willis, and it will probably be like, oh, good. Oh, no. Oh, why did we do him like that?
Yeah. I learned, I'm not sure if you agree, I get the feeling you do, but this is controversial, that Jaden Duggar is not ready for prime time. It has not gotten any better. The indecision is damning, and it's going to be brutal. And what was the final one? Oh, yeah, they don't have any defensive tackles that can hold up against a duo run play. And I don't know. Are you familiar with the Rams, Jake?
I do think I saw it from CJ last year. He can do it.
Okay.
He can do it. I think Thompson maybe can do it. I frankly think CJ looked like he – is just like, I don't want to be here, which is worrying for a second year guy that needs to prove himself. I think he's already exhausted being next to Alfred Collins. There's plenty of cause for concern. I'm just saying, I've seen him handle a double team before. It looked the first play, he got wrecked today, and that was terrible.
It was awful.
That was not a good sign, but I've seen him do it before. I haven't seen it with Collins.
Maybe the legs come at some point and the hands come after that with Collins, man. But I feel like they are just in too deep.
I was not a fan from the get-go, and I have tried to get there, but it's getting worse.
It was a total projection
and
play.
There were some really good moments, right? Like, because of size and just there's a level of like him just trying stuff that sometimes works.
He doesn't have any feel either, you know? Like, sometimes there's a lot of defensive tackles, and most people aren't watching them with any interest, but, like, there's a lot of defensive tackles who are just kind of crafty. You know, they just figure out a way to win, and it's kind of ugly, but the gap is sound. The linebackers can do what they do. They got a bag of tricks. Offensive linemen
like Kyle
have
Anderson.
This in state. Yeah, like, there's just a bunch of these guys. Like, how is Calais Campbell's, like, the strongest dude on earth, but he hasn't been himself for 10 years. How does he keep getting jobs and continuously being a good player? It's because he's got the bag of tricks in the same way that offensive linemen, then they don't have their legs under him late in the season. They use the bag of tricks. I don't see any football feel whatsoever from Alfred Collins, and I'm starting to wonder if he's kind of like a Damian Jones for the Warriors. Do you remember Damian Jones?
Yeah, of course I remember Damian Jones. I think that's a little disrespectful because, again, as Griff points out, like, he did have a couple big moments for them, you know, with that punch out and a couple other things. Like, there's some moments where he comes up clutch, even if the rest of it's terrible. But I'm with you that for the most part, it doesn't feel like he's got a handle on it at all.
He's playing third string offensive lines and still getting his ass kicked. Like, that has to be 100% physical, but at the same time, like, you need him in Australia. And the Damian Jones comp is simply, like, I remember talking to Damian Jones one time about how little passion he had for basketball, but he's 7'1" and 220 pounds and just an all-time athlete. And he's like, well, I'll do this for 5 or 6 years. I mean, this was like in his rookie year. He's like, I'll do this for 5 or 6 years, make $20 or $30 million, and then just go about my life. And it's like, oh my God, it's like you've been given the Sisyphean challenge where you just have to roll playing center in the NBA. And there's a lot of centers in the NBA who just don't have a passion for the game, but were just born with special pedigree. And
I believed in Damian Jones for a second, for a brief shining moment.
Because you look at him and you go, that guy should be good at center. And he is. He was fine because he's a smart guy, but he didn't have his heart in it. I'm not seeing a lot of heart from Alfred Collins right now. Okay, you don't have your hands, you don't have your legs, that's fine. Show me some scrap. I don't see it. And if you don't have any of those three going on, you're going to get pushed into oblivion again and again, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, I see it a lot from Kucherov, where he's like yelling, and specifically about Collins, where he's like, you can see he wants more from him. And he's kind of like, there you go. There you go. Like when he finally gets something right, he's like, that's how it, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
You're right there, man. Come on.
That, do it again.
It's just not going to, it just doesn't get repeated.
And I suppose that there's a world in which he's just a rotational player, and then that could maybe squeeze out the most from him. But I don't know. I mean, it's a real issue. Yeah. The Rams are going to run duo every play. They're not even going to pretend that they're not running it. And it's on him to stop it. The Titans did it.
Yeah.
Chargers did a little. And then the Raiders clearly saw something. I mean, sorry, Clint Kubiak's like, this is pretty easy pickings. Let's do that. And it worked. Okay.
Should we take questions before one of our setups explodes again?
I just love how much effort I put into like professionalizing this operation today. And then it's just like, fuck you. You will always be amateur hour.
Unfortunately, we do try, and then it just doesn't.
It's the opposite. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's the Alfred Collins situation. Maybe I got it wrong. Are we keeping Valdez? No. He made a cool play in the last part of the fourth quarter of the third preseason game. My column was filed with 10 minutes to play in the third. That's when that game stopped having value. If the starters had played, it would have pushed it, but they didn't. So here we are. Let's take this moment now before we get to questions. And we have a lot of good ones to tell everybody about the survivor pool, because it was asked for and it has been delivered. And now it is upon you to join. So we are hanging out with Splash Sports and our friends over there. And we're doing a survivor pool. You can check the description and the link is in there. It's a basic survivor pool. It's $10. Winner gets the money. We're all going to do it. And also, they had a weird thing. Not sure if anyone's in on it or not. We're going to give it a go anyway. They have something called the touchdown survivor pool, which is similar to like beat the streak in baseball, if anyone's played that, where you have to pick someone to get a touchdown every week. If you don't, you can't pick the same guy twice. If you don't get it, you lose. I presume it's not quarterbacks. It has to be like anytime touchdowns. So we're going to do a survivor pool for teams. You know, classic. You pick one team. You can't pick them again. You have to win. Win, you move on. If you lose, you're out. And a touchdown survivor pool. And we're doing that over on Splash Sports. It's a $10 buy-in for each of those. We wanted to just make it easy, but also have something for the winner. And super excited to do it. A couple people asked about it, and we figured maybe more people were interested. So check the description and join those groups. And we're excited to play that. Very excited about college fantasy football, by the way. There was no buy-in on that, but that draft.
Just for the love of the game. Just for the love of the game.
I wasn't sure I drafted well. I felt like I drafted well, which is probably the kiss of death, but that. I was very like, I don't know, man. This seems like a mistake.
I just went all in on Miami.
Then we got that draft going, and I'm like, oh, this is it. Look at the database. Look at all these names.
I got Lawson Lucky, who I'm excited about.
I was a little pissed about it. I was trying to snag him late. I got two tight ends. I got the kid out of Duke who I drafted way too early, but I feel very good about the tight end there.
It's awesome when it's never really been done before and you're like, I don't know what is value and what's not.
Yeah. So we're having, I was like, ah, man, this was a, we bit off more than we could chew on this. And then we're in and I'm like, this is now my new personality, college fantasy football. So very excited to do that with all the sickos. Let's get to questions unless you got something you want to drop.
Early one from Vice, by the way. We didn't miss it. I see it. Came in early.
Let's do it.
For chat.
Okay. Let's pull it up. Random question. What's a reasonable timeline before we consider Romello Height a bust? Next year this time? Is that fair? One calendar year from now?
Yeah, if he looks like shit. If he looks like shit this year.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I think he's going to be fine. I mean, Jake and I are both on the page of like, he should be totally bitching. He's a situational pass rusher. I thought he held up much better against the run in a true four-man front. Oh, Jake's dead. In a true four-man front than that and the just the choppiness of your stream. I just see you just losing your mind. I thought Height had a good preseason. He just didn't stay healthy, which could be the kiss of death, but there we are. I'm not worried about Height outside of health. I mean, as it stands right now.
Practicing a lot, and then he's dead.
Okay, do we have any other supers? There was one other one here. Okay, here we go. Watkins two. Looked like that trailer market. Jen Boy was looking for. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Come on, man.
We go. Thompson Jr. is the truth. He'll rocket off the line of scrimmage for 3 yards and dominate a straight line. Change of direction is an issue, but I'll take it. He was great. He was the standout player in camp. I mean, the player that most exceeded expectations. He should, as it stands today, and today is not the first day of the regular season, but as it stands today, he should start at one technique next to Osa Digizua. That's my stance.
Sure.
Cool.
I think it's probably, it'd be CJ and him.
Yeah, probably right. Probably right. Bo, maybe it's just me, but most of Bob Sala's picks ain't good. Just spitballing here. Buddy, you are preaching to the choir. You are preaching to the choir. Damn Nick Latu Martin. Very good. Very good. I should have been starring these throughout. You got anything you want to get to?
Super chat.
Did we? In this day and age, here we go. Do we think the 49ers are in the business of trading high round picks possibly for high level players? Not 2027 first round picks. Nobody is touching those. I think every trade that's happened so far, I mean, what was there one team, the Eagles, did like a late 27 during the draft. And then I don't think
there
that any
like
27
two that have a late round.
Yeah. And then I don't think anybody has
maybe
done.
The Rams? Did the Rams have one?
The Rams might have done one. You can all check, but it was certainly not. Usually there's like 20 that are gone. We'll trade it next year for this year. No one touched them. And then this year, I think there's only been one trade for a draft pick, but it was a 2028 draft pick. So there's been a lot of player for player trades, but it was a 28 draft pick. No one's touching the 27 draft because this year you could have made the argument there was like 40 good players. Next year you can legitimately make the argument that there are 200 good players, like certainly draftable players. So
especially with the NCAA, like some of the stuff, people being forced out of school finally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the final year of the COVID peculiarity. And it was always going to be that, but now it's like double down. The NCAA came in and dropped the hammer right as it was sort of taking care of itself naturally. Bo, $20. Thank you, Bo. Give us a way too early record prediction for the 49ers season. I think the over-under is at 9.5, Jake.
11-6.
9-8 for me. I got some concerns about Bosa that I can't quite shake right now. I don't think he gives you a full year. I'm just running through all the people who are probably not going to give you a full year, and it's too many of them, and they're too important. You're not going to get a full year from Kittle. I don't think you're getting a full year from Trent. You're not getting a full year from Mike Evans. You're not getting a full year from Nick Bosa. But other than that, everything's hunky-dory. McCaffrey, there's five. Those, like, legitimately outside of Purdy, your five most important players, and not one of them would I bet anything that they play 17 games this year. Not a one of them. I would feel best about Trent, and we know that's not happening. So
doesn't even include Dre Greenlaw.
No, who they've already put on a pitch count, and, you know, for obvious reasons. I just think that the injuries are too much. And I don't, as much as I do think that the bottom end of this roster has improved and that they are well coached, the schedule is not favorable. I also maintain, I mean, just going through this here real fast, not to go through the whole schedule, but, like, let's just do first 5 weeks. You get this game against the Rams in Australia. That's a toss up. And actually, the more I look into it, the more I feel like the Rams might be nailing this by just flying in the day before, because it's a totally private flight and you can, like, hack your circadian rhythm for the day.
There's an app for it. You can just tell yourself when to sleep, and, you know.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, they'll just keep guys up for a couple extra hours and then everyone will just be fine. It's, like, such a long distance that it's actually easier to hack. But that's just me doing my own research. Don't hold that as any sort of medical advice. You'd be a zombie. They're probably losing one of the two games on the return. Right? Like, Miami might just be kind of a son of a bitch to play. They have a good offensive line, a quarterback who can run, Achan. Like, they're not good.
Bad. Come on.
They're bad, but they're not 0-17 bad. They're well coached.
Not at that point in the season. They're going to think they have something.
And maybe the soul will be kicked out of them. They do get to play the Jets twice every year. But between them or the Cardinals, like, just the circadian letdown, I cannot imagine goes well. If they, one of those two games is going to be tight, and I'm not sure it goes their way. They get the Broncos week 4. The Broncos might be a wagon. If Bo Nix is good, they might be a wagon. And then they get the Seahawks week 5.
Bo Nix is bad, they might be a wagon.
Fair, yeah. They were a wagon last year. Bo Nix sucked. And then they get the Seahawks in week 5. Like, that's, you could be looking at 2-3 there.
It could all go to shit pretty quick.
That's what I'm saying. And now you're fighting uphill with the injuries that are certain to accrue. So I'm going 9-8, which feels like a washout. I would maintain that this team could absolutely win 5 games. Like, it could go to hell so fast that they just win 5. They could also win 14. Like, if everything goes perfect for them, because it's the Niners, why would you expect that? Like, they could win all the games and be in the Super Bowl. Like, they have that upside. There's just such a variance that I'm copping out and saying 9-8.
One thing we didn't talk about, will Kyle ever be on the hot seat again now with the whole Jed thing?
I have to parry your question back with another question. Do the Yorks sell at any point in the next 5 years?
Maybe.
And in that, you have your answer. If the Yorks
money's
still own the team.
Crazy before it sort of gets to a point where it stops. A little bit.
If I was advising Jed York right now, I would say take the cash. Your life is ruined no matter what. Take the cash. But
would go for what? 14?
More than 12.
15?
Yeah. But here's the issue. Like, I don't think that teams are going to be able to sell for that. I think we've reached a critical mass because there's just, you can only consortium so much money together to buy something before it. And, like, I know that this is not actually true because we're finding out the downside of this, but, like, there's a lot of, we're at the point now where it's so much money. In theory, it has to be in cash. There's only so much that you can trade. Like, people who have this kind of money don't have cash like this. Like, no one has billions in cash. They're all in assets. So you're trading against assets. And the NFL, I do think, with some of the tomfoolery that's happening, is going to have to be like, no, we're going to need the cash. And that's going to change things. Too many lawyers. I guess it would be great for billable hours and such. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to start to see actually, like, a small decline in assets.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
In the price of these assets. The flip side of all this is, like, what, are the Yorks just going to go back to shopping malls? Like, do they want the cash or do they want the cachet? It's a legitimate question.
Yeah, it's like Genie, who's like, I have nothing but this team. How dare you?
I don't need the money. I need something to do. The money's always there. Like, when I die, the money will go to whomever it is. It's so much money. So, like, why would I? Yeah, she negotiated a sale to still be the quote-unquote owner of the team.
Right.
Mark Cuban wishes that he had done that. I just, it feels like we're at a very weird thing with the Guggenheim thing and all this. Like, the amount of, the only people who can really buy these teams outright anymore would be, like, sovereign wealth funds. The NFL can't go down that ball game. The Niners own Leeds and Rangers. Those are assets that aren't, that are barely worth a billion or two at this point. I mean, they're just not
even close.
Not even close. The Niners are one of the preeminent brands in all the professional sports in the world, in a marketplace that is just rife with cash. That Seahawks just went for 9. The Niners would go for 12 or more. And I would tell Jed, if you were in it for the cachet, you have no chance of getting cachet, so take the cash. But it's not really his. No, it is his call, and it isn't his call. It's York family thing. I don't know. I'm very. We're not going to see Jed for a long time. Let's put it that way.
No.
And the Niners, honestly, the Niners will operate a hell of a lot better under those circumstances because they won't have to deal with kind of a drunk, petulant guy coming in and being like, I'm going to live tweet the draft. I'm going to get popular. He's been living with his parents in Ohio for a couple of months, man. Like, what do you want me to do?
Very bad.
Listen, once a loser, always a loser. I'll label him. I mean, 28 years old, got handed a team. And what does he have to show for it other than the value go up? Well, every value's gone up. You know, the Browns' value's gone up. You're very uncomfortable by this.
No, I'm not. I'm just, I wanted to point out we have more questions to answer.
Apologies. Let me get to that. That is far more important than me rambling. This is a great point by JR. Madrano Zero. Feels like Purdy has an immense opportunity in front of him this season.
I'm trying to.
What was that thought, Jake?
Sorry. I'm trying for Purdy.
You're trying. Kind of
everyone, you think this is beast mode.
Okay. Well, we'll leave Jake to get the streaming thing going.
I'm
better.
Trying to trade for Brock Purdy in every fantasy football league I own.
There we go. That is a very good take, Jake. Thank goodness. Yes. I mean, what have I been saying for months now? I've been saying this since April. The narrative is so favorable for Purdy that 20-1 for MVP feels like an absolute steal. And I think everything's on the table for Brock. I think this is the year that maybe he elevates. I don't know if anyone will ever give him the credit for it. It doesn't really matter. How about we can put it in a more dire term? It's like the season's on Brock's shoulders. Like it's Brock or nothing this year. I feel good about that.
And
honestly,
he looks sick. He looks sick in the last practice I went to. He looks awesome.
He's fantastic. He's a really, really good quarterback. And I feel legitimately sad for people who can't recognize that, agreeing, of course, that he's not a top tier quarterback. But like, if you were to do the exercise of like, who would you trade him for? You get to Justin Herbert and you're like, I don't know about that one, Jim. Though Herbert had a sweet pass today and he might win MVP with Mike McDonald as his OC. Let's leave it at that while we still have all of our wares about you, with this. Just, I love technology so very much. It's just fantastic. And I hope that every stream is like this, Jake. Would you like to end with any thoughts, comments, or criticisms?
No, I will just read out the two we missed from
Air
Watt, who said they're going to keep Alfred and CJ. Yeah, they are. Definitely going to keep them. Big Tone said two different solo car seat chronicles. By both of us in two different situations where something weird is happening outside of the vehicle. That's apropos of everything we do.
I am still totally confused as to why there was a stream of people walking behind me on the lower level of a garage, subterranean level. They weren't parking cars. They just decided to, I saw this. They walked down the stairs of that garage, walked behind me, and then walked up the other set of stairs. And there was like 100 of them. And they were all going to the Santa Clara County Convention Center for like some sort of like I don't know. Dork. I don't mean this pejoratively. We all have our things. We're dorks too. But like, it was like a dork convention.
Yeah.
It's like a weeb thing. I don't know what was going on. And then, yes, I do get a lot of bird poop on my SUV. A squirrel absolutely nailed my 1.5-year-old with an acorn today. Just wrecked her. We're walking down the stairs, and this squirrel took an oak corn, whatever it is, and just pop right on the noggin. That's what I'm under.
QB3.
That's what I deal with. QB3. Curtis Rourke, your job is up. It's squirrel time. Yeah.
That'll
we'll talk to you this weekend. Bye.